Well, hi there and welcome. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie getting underway here on EWTN Radio. To start a brand new week, I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team we have today. As always, they're going to do a great job for us. We have Vanessa on the phones, Michael is our producer, and Rich is on social media. And Debbie and I are just back from a wonderful 25th anniversary celebration for Guadalupe Radio Network.
It was amazing. What an incredible event to be with Father Chris Alar, Deacon Harold Brooke Sivers, you, Jerry, Julie Carrick, Monsignor Charles Pope, Adam Bly was there, and then we had the concert by Matt Maher and so many others. It was just incredible. Wow. It was huge. It was just wonderful to meet everyone and hug everyone. But because of that, I think I got a little bit of a sore throat and my ears are hurting, but it could be from the flight back. So it usually takes me a day or two to recover, but it was worth it, Jerry. It was worth it because just connecting with the Take Two family members was I love it. It's being home.
It really felt like family. It was a great event. We thank God for the 25 years of Guadalupe Radio Network and the other, however long it's been for all of our affiliates. We praise God for you being on the air and for carrying EWTN programming, including Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, we make this your show every day. And Debbie, we're going to be talking today about temptation and Take Two family. We have the phone lines wide open right now. We want to know from you, how do you deal with temptations? Okay, Jesus says temptations are going to come, so we can expect them in our lives, and often they can be opportunities of great growth in virtue and holiness. But we want to hear from you, the Take Two family. When you feel a temptation that is from, not from God, obviously not, but it's from the evil one, the world, the flesh, and the devil, what do you do? Do you immediately stop and pray? Do you pray a prayer against it? Do you rebuke the prayer? I mean, the temptation in Jesus' name. Maybe you feel sometimes you get overwhelmed or steamrolled by temptations. Okay, so we want to hear from you. How do you deal with temptations when they come in your life? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
We all have to deal with it, temptations. That's what the demons do. They are allowed to tempt, and we are allowed to resist. And that's a good thing. So we have that. We can use our will to resist those temptations, to avoid them, to disregard them, to move them out of our way so we can continue moving on our path towards God. And God permits and allows temptations so that we can get stronger. We can build our trust. We can maintain our focus. And so temptations, although they are absolutely a pain, they really are, and you really just want a peaceful heavenly life, they're really allowed for us to have that kind of resistance, and then we can see some tremendous growth. So how do you resist temptations and really maintain that focus, right, Jerry? Like, we always talk about that focus on Jesus. How do you do it? Or maybe you give in to the temptations too easily, or maybe you're just tired of the temptations. You know, any of the above, let's talk about it. That's what Take Two's all about. We just have these real raw discussions, like you were sitting in our virtual family room and we're really trying to make sense of this thing called life. So if you have something to say, if you want to share your story, call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please, let's not sit this out, because souls need to learn, listen, and really grow from this show that we do each and every weekday.
Well, James 4, verse 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So there is a way out of temptation. Of course, we here in the Our Father, we ask our Lord, lead us not into temptation, which really means do not allow us to be tempted. Jesus says, the Bible says, God will not allow us to be tested beyond our means. But sometimes, I know even in my own life, and maybe any of you who are listening can relate to this, sometimes when you get a little worn down or beaten down by temptations, you almost feel like you need to go go to confession, you know, but the thing is, temptations are not sins. You may have thoughts that come into your mind, you know, temptations that just assail you. Maybe you have the same common temptations on a regular basis. We want to know, you know, how do you brush them aside? How do you resist them so that the devil will flee from you? What do you do? Do you turn to God? Do you ask our Blessed Mother? Do you say the St. Michael prayer? Ask St. Joseph, terror of demons, to help you against the temptations that are sure to come in this life. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
You know, Jerry, we work with Adam Bly, religious demonologist in ministry, and he always talks about it. You remember this, Jerry? He says, like, the demons are like bacteria, like germs. They're going to be around, and it's we have to still live life, right? You know, if you thought about all the germs in the world, and I'm a germaphobe, so I have thought about a lot of the germs. But I'll tell you, if you thought about that, you wouldn't go out and eat in a restaurant, right? You wouldn't go stay in a hotel. You wouldn't do all these things that are essential, you know, for getting by and living your life. Well, it's the same thing. These demons and the temptations are going to be around. It's what we focus on that matters. So we don't focus on that, right? We don't focus on the negative side of that. We focus on Jesus. We fix our eyes on God, and we focus on God more than what is trying to bring us down, because their goal is to get us to fall into despair. They hate us. They don't want us to be reunited with God. They don't want us to go back home to God. They want us to forever be away from God. And so it is our job to rise above the temptations and definitely stay completely focused on the end goal. That's what I've learned, and I've especially learned that from Adam Bly, and he's in this work every single week. What do you say to that, Jer?
No, I agree completely with you, you know, and Adam certainly he's certainly somebody who would know. And you, as you know, with your study of angels and demons, and of course your work with Adam, I'm sure that you have gotten a lot more familiar with all of this material as well over the years that you've been in, like I said, studying and then working with Adam.
Yeah.
So we have still a couple of open phone lines here. We're going to get a short pause. Bill in Wisconsin, you'll lead off in
yes.
a moment here and take two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, how do you deal with temptation? That is our topic today. We know you have something to share because we know you're tempted. We all are. So what do you do when that happens? 833-288-EWTN. Let's inspire and edify each other. 833-288-3986.
Well, the phone lines are lighting up here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. That's the way to take on this week with this first episode for this week, this wonderful Monday that we are alive and well, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, right? Well, with that, we're talking about temptations. How do you deal with temptations? That's the question today. We'd love for you to answer it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, but you do have to call in because we like full phone lines. Why? So that's what we have a very well-rounded, robust discussion. We learn together as the body of Christ. And here's how you do it. Dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I do expect your call, so please fill up those last open phone lines. Tomorrow is our God, I Need You Now urgent prayer request. And Ron from LA, our dear friend, already put in his prayer request. He needs prayer. So if everybody could remember Ron, I told him I'd put him at the top of the book. And just before we get to Bill, as promised, Jerry, EWTN podcasts are available on Audible. Weekday shows from the Sunrise Morning Show through Ave Maria in the afternoon, plus the latest weekend programming. You can find it all on the Audible app.
All right, very good. We are going to take your calls, as Debbie said, right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Our Lord himself tells us we will be facing temptations in this life. It's what we do with them. We don't have to give in. In fact, we have, by virtue of our baptism and the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have the power to resist and to tell the devil
That's right.
to take a hike and get lost, and other demons as well. So let's start with Bill, as promised, in Wisconsin, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hi. This is Philip. I'm But
Bill, we're having a real hard time hearing you, Bill. Hold on. It sounds like you're I don't know. You're very faint. We can barely hear.
How's that? I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, there you go. Better? That's a whole lot better. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. But anyhow, what I do first is I pray. I'm a Catholic. I ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, and two, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. His blood. He died for my sins. That devil will take away. He'll be gone in a second. But I get temptations. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
But he scatters when I say the prayer.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad he scatters. Well, we were talking about that, Bill, that God permits, temptations for us to get stronger. But in our free will, we are permitted to make that choice and, to go to prayer and to have to get the demons away from us. That's the best course of action. Absolutely. And then to focus, completely on God and not to be in fear or anything and be scared that there's a demon behind every corner, but we know it's part of the walk. We know it's part of the journey, and it sounds like Bill, you have a great recipe for success in that area.
Years since God came to me, I was so mad. He wants me to drink. What does he want me to drink? But it's never going to happen again.
Praise God. Well, Bill, I too loved what you said. You referenced our Blessed Mother and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in those two things right there, you have the source of our ability to resist temptation, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ, which has defeated Satan. And then you have the first fruits of Jesus' past passion and redemption on the cross, and that is our Blessed Mother. Yes. She is the most perfect example of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, creating her immaculately in virtue of his passion
it's
and death.
Unreal.
No, it's fantastic. Debbie's got a great recipe here for what's that, Bill? Go ahead.
It's like, so what if it's been 2,025 years, whatever?
Yeah.
He suffered that many times more. He keeps getting suffered from our sins, but that's what he did. He died for our sins, suffered, and his mother was right there watching.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and you recognize how much he has the love for each and every one of us, Bill, individually and collectively, and that's a beautiful thing. God bless you, Bill. It sounds like you're in the car. Safe driving.
Peace be to you. Thank you.
And with you, Bill, also thank you. And that reminds me of something, Debbie, and Take
Tell
Two
me.
Family. This is Jerry Usher's, speculative thinking. This is not anything, official church teaching. But I know we know that Jesus suffered perfectly and fully for all sins that would ever be committed. And it was horrific suffering. But I like to say, when I'm faced with a temptation, I'm given the opportunity to really keep Jesus from having to pay for that one more sin. He paid for every single sin, but yet I can, in a sense, Debbie, maybe save him a tiny, tiny little bit of suffering by not giving into that temptation. So maybe we can look at temptation that way. It's a beautiful, love gift to our Lord to not give into those temptations and commit the sin.
It's interesting you say that. One of the prayer practices that I do is I meditate on an image of, the unrecognizable Jesus, where he was just, had he even the lashes and the blood and the his body from his head all the way down to his toes, just beaten. It's so interesting when you see the image of that, and I have this very graphic image, and I think about that, Jerry. It's so interesting you said that. I think anybody with a beating heart would say, I don't want to put one more lash on you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful opportunity that we are given. Temptations can be hard sometimes, and we are going to give in. We're weak, we're sinful, we're human, we have concupiscence, that weakness of the intellect and the will, but when we try and really resist temptation, we're doing a beautiful gift for our Lord. So
we're giving him some relief.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Most of the phone lines are filled, but we have one open just for you if you'd like to share with us your your process, your routine, your recipe, if you will, for dealing with the temptations that come to us in this life. And Regina is up next in Tennessee listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Regina. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to share?
I just told a lady.
Okay. Well, she is our call screener, so you explain that to her first, and then you're on the ear live. You're on the ear live now, so share it with us and with the whole world.
Years ago, I was sleeping. I live by myself. I was sleeping. It was not in the state of Tennessee. I was somewhere else. And I couldn't wake up, and I was feeling things touching me, hurting me, and touching me, and doing things to me that I was like hurting and not hurting and hurting. And then I said, no, stop. You know, I couldn't wake up, but I was talking. I don't see what it was. And then after I just said, Holy Mother, and then they stopped. It stopped completely. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and I said, what is this? I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. Never experienced anything like that. But one time here, I was watching a program on TV. It was conversation with people. And this woman, she was young. She said, every time I go to sleep, I have someone doing nice things to me. And then I realized later on that was temptation. Mm. They were doing that to me because I was supposed to have been tempted by it. Wanted to do it again. That's what I thought at that moment. And she was saying that I don't need to be with anybody because these things come to me and make love to me. They do these things to me. Or every night, I can't wait to go to sleep. I can't wait to go to sleep. And I wanted to tell her, don't do it. This is a demon. The demon that's tempting her to want this. And that didn't tempt me. I'm a Holy Rosary person. I was exercising in the treadmill, and I had the Holy Rosary in a tape frame, right. The Holy Rosary, because right. This is me.
Well, Regina, hold on a second, because you got me a little bit. I can't quite follow you on this one. So this gal, she said that what happens to her at night? I'm just curious.
She was saying that she felt so good with somebody doing things to her when she was asleep.
When what were they doing to her, good or bad things?
She enjoyed it. She said, there's some things touching me and doing this thing. I was saying, no. They was feeling ugly. I was feeling something horrible.
No, that's there's something, yeah. Regina, there's something off there with brain health issues there. There's something wrong in there. And that person's going into some avenue that really is not helpful. We talk a lot about this on the spirit world. You should tune in on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. But I'll tell you, Adam's very strong about this, and he works in this area. People get a little bit too much into this dreaming thing and what they are experiencing and what they are encountering. It's very dangerous. What people need to do is just get really healthy with their physical, mental, spiritual balance and go to sleep so that their body can recharge and rejuvenate all the organs and everything. And that's really meant for that. It's not meant to be looking into all these things, because I truly think, Regina, that some of this is a mental health issue. Some of it is wanting to gain a certain amount of attention because, this is being revealed to me in dreams. It can be very dangerous. And again, I just want to state this, and not that you're saying this, but you're saying about maybe this gal that you heard on the TV. I think that, again, it's great advice that Adam always gives, and I listen to it. I know Jerry listens to it. We focus on Jesus, and you just focus on Jesus. And when you go to sleep at night, that's why a Gregorian chant is a beautiful thing to be playing, and to pray the rosary as you fall asleep. Just focus on Jesus. That's the key. Less about the demons, more about Jesus. What do you say, Jer?
No, I agree completely, and I do know that, you know, when we're kind of getting ready for bed or when we're asleep or waking up during the night, those can be, opportunities for, demons to tempt us. But as you said, Debbie, it can also be, maybe just a state of our own mind, mm-hmm. thinking things are going in a certain direction. So,
right.
Regina, thank you very much for participating in the conversation today from Tennessee. We appreciate hearing from you so much. And that is going to free up a phone line here momentarily at 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We are going to be tempted in this life. It's just a matter of how we deal with those. We want to hear from you what you do when you face temptations from the world, the flesh, and the devil. How do you resist them, chase them off, and avoid committing the sins that you're being tempted to commit? 833-288-3986. We have
and
a
Jerry,
first time. Oh, yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, real quickly before first time caller, I just want to restate this because I don't want anybody to think I didn't say it correctly. When I say less on the demons, more on Jesus, we don't want to constantly focus on the demons. That's not what God wants us to do. So we want to focus on Jesus. We know that there's demons are going to be there to tempt us. We know that. That's just part of life. But less focus on them, more focus on Jesus. I just want to have to restate it because I just got a message that came in and you know, folks are doing their work and stuff, so they're half listening to the program.
All right, Elizabeth in Massachusetts, a first-time caller to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Elizabeth. We're listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I've been trying to get on for months for various questions, so I'm thrilled I'm actually on the air.
Great. We are, too.
Oh, good. Good. Go right ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay. So I've grown stronger in my faith as a Catholic. I've always been a practicing Catholic, but more so since COVID. And I go to church daily, and I pray the rosary a lot, the Divine Mercy. But this may sound like a silly question, but then all of a sudden, you know, I start reading about all these different saints, like Padre Pio, or like the different, you know, miracles like Fatima, the miraculous medal, you know, things like that. So I have all these medals around my neck. And, of course, I have a crucifix, too. So, I mean, how do you, okay. I mean, yeah. Is there...
Let me answer, because your question, please, Jerry, we get this all the time. Elizabeth, your question, we get asked probably, it's probably one of the most frequently asked questions. And so I thank you for asking it on Take Two. If I may go first, Jerry, let me just share something. Yeah, you don't want to get too like scrupulous or too overly concerned that you don't have enough protection, right, Elizabeth? And I love your question. The sacramentals, okay, they are only as effective as much as the faith you have. Okay, so your faith is the most important thing. They're not a special charm or special, you know, something that's going to, that if you wear it, it's going to for sure protect you. You've got to have, and I know you do, Elizabeth, sounds like, I love how you said you're getting stronger in the faith. It's the amount of faith that matters. So you want to have that faith. And then if you do want to add sacramentals, which I would definitely suggest you do, you definitely want to probably have holy water with you. Okay, and that's a wonderful sacramental to have. Blessed oil or blessed salt are great as well. And if you want to wear some medals, this is just me recommending it personally, Elizabeth. I would do a miraculous medal. I would definitely do a blessed and have these all blessed, okay, by a priest that's going to bless them well, not just a quick drive-by blessing. Okay, and I mean that sincerely because that just bothers me to no end, but that's a whole nother topic. But Elizabeth, so have them blessed and have a crucifix, a miraculous medal, and a Saint Benedict medal. Okay, and keep a rosary in your purse or pocket. Okay, a scapular? Yeah, definitely. I wear a brown scapular. Absolutely. And those sacramentals, they point you to focusing on God. They are reminders. They are strength in that area, but it has to come from your faith. So take confidence in your spiritual life and you will overcome many temptations in that area. If you stay focused. Jerry?
Well, no, I think that is all great advice. And Elizabeth, I don't know if you had any follow-up to that, but just in case you do, if you could hold on for just a moment here. We have a very short pause coming up, but I do have a thought I want to share and then see if you have any follow-up to what Debbie was saying. So hang on, Elizabeth, just for a moment there. And Mike in South Dakota, you are immediately after Elizabeth. And we have Agnes in Maple Heights, Ohio, Vicky in Delaware. So we're having a very vibrant conversation about how to deal with temptation. What is your secret to facing those temptations, not trying to take them on yourself, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, maybe? Tell us what you do, 833-288-3986. Well, we love having this conversation every day at this time, noon Eastern, an encore broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at midnight Eastern time. talking with Elizabeth in Massachusetts, a first-time caller to the program about how to deal with temptations. And Elizabeth, Debbie gave you a lot of good information there, a good perspective on the medals and the sacramentals. But I wanted to see if you had a follow-up or any comments about what Debbie shared.
All right, thank you. Yes, I actually do blessed salt and, you know, holy oils and water and so forth. But my question is a deacon's blessing of the medals just as good as a priest's blessing?
It is, yes. Deacon has holy orders, so he is able to bless, just like a deacon can be a witness at weddings and also baptize people. A deacon's blessing is just as effective as a priest's blessing when it comes to blessing holy objects like that, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here's a suggestion for you, Elizabeth. Bring some holy water with you when you go to ask for these medals to be blessed, so that if the deacon or the priest wants to use the holy water. I prefer that method. My retired bishop here in the Diocese of Phoenix, Bishop Olmsted, was amazing at blessing items. He took his time. He blessed, prayed over the items, had holy water. That to me is just a beautiful blessing. Do the other blessings count? Of course they do. God sees everything, and God knows everything, and God respects the he honors the authority of the priest, absolutely. But it just, if I think for the peace of mind of the person receiving the blessed item, it just goes, it feels so much better when you receive it back blessed, where you know there was some real true just some energy and intention towards it, rather than a quick what do you say, Jerry? A quick blessing of it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I struggle with it because that's a whole nother show. But Elizabeth, what do you say?
I say I'm very grateful. I've been trying to get for a couple of years, I've been trying to get on the show because I have thousands of questions. But you are very helpful today, and I'm very grateful. And God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
God bless you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Call us anytime, Elizabeth. You can call also the spirit world, too. Call anytime, ask these questions, or send them in by email. We always get shows that come from the questions. So if you want to, you can give us a list of questions, and maybe they'll turn into shows. You just send it to take2@ewtn.com, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I will try the email then. God bless you all, and continue doing your great service.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Continue to be a part of the Take-Two family. We appreciate you joining us today in this conversation about how to deal with temptations. All right, Mike, as promised, in South Dakota, waiting patiently, listening on Real Presence Radio today. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Greetings.
I appreciate the chance to visit with you. I have one quick thing to share with you. It was from Saint Vincent de Paul, I believe, who said the best defense against the devil is humility, because he knows not how to defend himself from it, nor does he know how to employ it. I read that quite a while ago, and I just kind of stuck with me, and I just wanted to share that.
Well, yeah, you're demonstrating the opposite of what he did. He had pride, so humility is the way to go, absolutely. Best deliverance prayer, a lot of people, a lot of theologians, a lot of people in the work will say it's the rosary. So if you want a prayer against it, the rosary, and the disposition, humility, wouldn't you say, Jerry?
Well, I would, absolutely, yeah, because like you said, it's the opposite of what Satan himself exhibited. It was pride that got him, you know, thrown out of heaven, and now that he is the father, pride is the mother of all sins, and Satan is the prince of pride. But also, when we think about it in a positive sense, humility was the greatest thing shown by our Lord Jesus Christ, because, you know, here he is, God the Almighty, co-creator of the universe and redeemer of the universe, and yet he submits himself into the hands of sinful man, you know, to be put to death on the cross. So absolutely, I think humility is something we all should really strive for and practice a lot more. Mike, what do you think?
Yes, and of course, I always like to remember Saint Joseph, terror of demons.
Oh, that's my favorite title for Saint Joseph. I love that, Mike. That is so awesome you do that. The Memorare, too. The Memorare to Our Lady. Very, very powerful. So there's so many prayers. I mean, we have all the... And then can we just mention the guardian angels, Jerry? Because we haven't mentioned the guardian angels. The guardian angels are there to help us. They're there to illuminate our minds and strengthen our will. Well, strengthen our will so that we can fight off temptations. And so they help us with that. And Mike, it goes so right in line with what you're saying about humility, because the guardian angels will help us on this walk maintain humility and true humility, not this false humility that people put out there and they're really not that way in real life. We're talking about true humility, like Saint Charbel and other saints that had this amazing sense of humility in a way where people were drawn to it and miracles happened. So Mike, I'm right with you. You got me on a roll now. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I just thank you for your time. I enjoy listening to you, and you all have a good day.
Aww,
well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, you do the same, please. And thanks so much for being a listener and a participator in Take Two with Jerry and Debbie here on EWTN Radio. 833-288-EWTN if you would like to join the conversation about how you deal with temptations when they come at you. 833-288-3986. Mike was in South Dakota, and we had another caller from South Dakota leave this message. Whenever I feel tempted and I just remind myself that Jesus is real, it's really that simple. He already did the ultimate sacrifice for us.
So true.
And that's kind of what we were just talking about. Jesus is the greatest example of humility that ever existed.
Beautiful.
What an amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to we do have a couple open phone lines. So if you want to jump in, you have plenty of time, guys. This is the time for you to not, I mean, don't wait till the end of the show, because we don't want to leave anybody on the line. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How do you resist temptation? We've got a wonderful Take Two family member calling in from Maple Heights, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. I am going to let you pronounce your first name. It's the French pronunciation. So your name, please.
It's Agnes. It's spelled just like it is in English, Agnes, but it's pronounced Agnes Theodore.
Beautiful.
And I have all the posse of heaven at my disposal. I just want to say the best defense is an offense, and the best defense is, you know, vice versa.
Right.
So anyway, I practice 12-step spirituality. I have three addictions that I've been treating for many years, alcoholism, codependency, and nicotine, and many years recovery. But anyway, here's the bottom line. I keep my eyes on Jesus. Everything to Jesus through Mary. Mm-hmm. I'm consecrated to Mary and St. Joseph. I pray every day. I do the Divine Mercy Chaplet Rosary, but my favorite is Eucharist. And guys, I'm homebound. I have, CPTSD, but I have a debilitating, very excruciatingly painful disease. It's called lymphedema, lipedema, but it's because of advanced heavy metal poisoning. I'm a holy hot mess, but God loves me in all of this, and He's with me in my suffering. And so I beg to make reparation for all the sacrileges, blasphemies, and outrages and differences for our blessed Lord's heart. You know, I call myself His lammy girl, because, you know, Agnes means lamb, all right? Mm-hmm. So I'm His little lammy girl, and I hope to be a good shepherdess, but I have the posse of heaven. Padre Pio is with me always. Faustina is with me always. You know, Father Solanus Casey and St. Therese, St. Therese of Lisieux, our saints, they call on us. They befriend us from heaven, guys. You know, just like Jesus calls us, our saints call to us. And St. Therese Benedict of the Cross, because I'm an early intellectual, like, nerdy girl. I read, like, constantly. So here's the thing. Eucharist, adoration, Divine Mercy Chaplet, you know, the rosary. We need to be always focused on Jesus, and we need to be mindful of our own defenses and defects. So the more we're, you know, God gives us a self-illumination. He wants us to love Him because, you know, it's such an act of mercy because He loves us so much. I can't love Him with my own love because that's like cock a poop. But He gives me His love to love Him with. You know, everything is Jesus. Everything is our Blessed Mother. Talk about Saint Joseph. I do the same prayer. When I do the Divine Mercy, you know, Divine blessings. Every day, and I always include Saint Joseph, and I say, you know, blessed chaste spouse, and I also say, most blessed earthly father, our ruler over all His substance, our spiritual father and protector, and terror of demons. Mm-hmm. And you know, Satan is terrified of our Blessed Mother.
Well, we know that. We've heard from exorcists and Adam Bly, who coaches exorcists, Jerry, that the Blessed Mother is called in at times to end the possession, which and free that person, which is really amazing. And so you're spot on. And yes, you said so many great things about this. I love your beautiful holy energy there with putting your focus on Jesus. Absolutely. But you said something I just want to tap into, and Jerry, I'd love your comments on this. She made the comment about becoming friends with the saints. Absolutely. Absolutely. They are our family. We are family. That's why Jerry and I have spent 10 years. This wasn't just a year or a month or 2 years or whatever. We spent 10 years trying to build a Take-Two family. We did that on purpose to prove that we are all connected as the body of Christ, and that includes the church triumphant. Okay, they are family. The church suffering is family, and it's so important we do know their lives and make friends with them so they can be with us and help us, right, Jer?
Yeah, absolutely. And Agnes, as you were talking, it just made me realize how eye-opening, how jaw-dropping it is, the number of resources that we have at our disposal to deal with temptations. You were talking about the saints, the prayers of the saints. We've heard about sacramentals on this show and everything. We really have an arsenal of things that we can turn to. Sometimes we forget about that. We lose sight of that. But Jesus has made it so very possible for us to not only resist temptation, but to really triumph in our lives over mm-hmm. Satan and demons. Amen. You look at ancient Israel, if they would have said to anybody, come on, let me show you our arsenal of what this is what we use in a certain situation. These are other weapons we use in a certain situation, or like the U.S. military or anything like that. You would go, wow, you guys are really equipped to, defend yourselves and this sort mm-hmm. of thing. Well, Debbie, we have that ability spiritually in our lives. Jesus has equipped us to face temptations and to defeat them.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for showing your passion and your love for Jesus. It is very, very infectious. We love that. And that's why we do these shows, so we can walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. Okay, we're going to move, Jerry, to Vicki in Delaware, listening on Alexa. Vicki, you've been waiting so patiently. Thank you. And welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Vicki B. from Delaware. I have a similar to what other people have been sharing. My thing is, I am in four different addictions that I work, and my transformation was definitely from the negative to the positive, the negative being the devil and the positive being the life of Jesus. And my big transition, my big, big change was every morning I pray. I get up and I do my prayers and I read scripture and I do a Lectio Divina. Mm-hmm. And at the end of my prayers, I say, okay, God, what are we going to do today? Hmm. And I turn it over, and it took many, many behavioral changes to relinquish my control, my will, which was driven by the devil, and accept God's will. And I went from my self-will to God's will. And I have to tap that, so I go throughout the day. Was I able to surrender my will? And was I able to admit that I am powerless and I cannot do this without God? Mm-hmm. And often I look, and I do have sacramentals as well, and when those temptations come up, when they fire up, and if I'm breathing, it's going to happen.
Right.
When they come, I have to change my thinking. Mm-hmm. I have to change it immediately. And I usually change my location and escape if I'm driving, or of course I can't. I will pull over if it's really tapping. But then I know that I have to change my thinking right away. So if my negative thinking is there and it's driven with, if it's not God divine thinking, then I have to change it to that. And mm-hmm. I often think, you know, what would Jesus do in this case? That his kind, tolerant, patience, and love, and God is love. God is love. So I have to get, okay, am I going to respond or react? Mm. I have to be, because before I was reacting emotionally and I was turning to my addictions, or am I going to respond in a positive, healthy behavior, just as Jesus would do? Kindness, tolerance, patience, and love. And yeah, so that has been my transition, and it's a daily routine. I reinforce it, but I do read, and I'm not a real reader, but I just started reading this book. It's so good. It says, "This is my body, this is my blood," and it's Miracles of the Eucharist, mm-hmm. and I love it. It's in layman's terms. I mean, it's just puts it out there, and yeah, it's Bob and Penny Lord. I really, really like that. That's when I read that kind of stuff, and I stay away from the junk and the negative, and even as you had mentioned before, you know, don't harp, don't support the negative. Don't support the devil. Bring in, oh, wow, okay, I remember that scripture. I remember Lectio Divina. How can I work in this? What is my behavior? What is my life in reference to this scripture? What are my behaviors? So, yeah, it's working, and I am so grateful you have this program. Thank you.
Well, Vicki, it is we who thank you, because, you know, wisdom often is born of, you know, difficulties, trials, challenges, sufferings. You have been through a lot, like you said, dealing with the addictive behaviors and so forth. But it sounds like you've come to a very beautiful place. And as you were describing your process for dealing with temptation, I was reminded, I was in Omaha, Nebraska this summer for a spirituality program with 108 other seminarians. And one of the things that really just caught my attention was one of the presenters talked about what he called asceticism of the mind. Mm. And asceticism is basically just a life of self-discipline, self-denial, you know, an avoidance of worldly things and all of that. And we can practice asceticism of the body, like with fasting and so forth, but also asceticism of the mind is really just like you're describing, Vicki. It's a way of taking thoughts that come into our minds and just really, you know, taking those thoughts captivity and really turning them around, the negative into the positive, and just be thinking about Jesus instead of, you know, the devil. And that's something, Debbie, that is, mm-hmm. I think it's a great recipe for success over temptation.
I was just going to say that, Vicki, great recipe for success. Lectio Divina, I'm so glad you tapped into it. I'm so glad you practiced that. That's Latin for divine reading, where you bring scripture and you connect with God in such a beautiful, intimate way. It is wonderful. I'm a big promoter and supporter of Lectio Divina. We used it at our parish for many years, and people's lives and spiritual lives were transformed in such incredible ways. Vicki, you are awesome, and thank you for the kind words, and you have a beautiful rest of your day and week, okay?
Thank you,
Vicki. Mary Kay, hold on. I just have to tell all of you, the Take-Two family, you may know this already. So many of you are familiar with Father Mike Schmitz and his Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year. And these air every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio. And Father Mike guides you through the entire Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes. So if you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you. Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year, weeknights, every night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Mm-hmm. And just know, if you tune in and you're listening, I am listening as well, because I try to catch it very, very often when I'm available, because I think it's fabulous. Father Mike Schmitz has done such a great job. Okay, Mary Kay in Virginia, you're listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary Kay, welcome.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello there.
I've got something kind of simplistic to share. I'm kind of embarrassed to do so, but I'll go ahead if that's all right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm a retiree, and I'm pretty severely disabled. And so I spend a good deal of time wool gathering. And I've had wonderful things happen in my life, but of course I've had hurtful things like everybody has. And when I find myself cogitating over that kind of negative stuff, I try to think of it as, did you ever see the gazing balls in a garden, those beautiful metallic shiny, you know, it might be a blue ball or a red ball or a green ball. I try to imagine them as a smaller ball, like a tot would play with. And I assign it a color, which makes sense in accordance to what the issue was. And then I give it to baby Jesus to play with.
Oh.
And I ask him to take it and do whatever he wants to with it. And I'm done with it. Now, every once in a while, I do take it back, but I remember pretty quickly that I had given it to him before, and I give it back to him. But as I say, it's kind of a simple thing, but I, you know, getting into the rabbit hole of how I've been hurt and, you know, what off, it's just no good. It's not good for my state of mind or for my spirit. And so that's my little tip.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful practice and very sweet and intimate with the baby Jesus. I love that. May I comment first, Jerry? It just hit me very deeply.
Sure.
Mary Kay, Jerry and I were at the, and you listened to Guadalupe Radio Network, so you probably heard it many times on the network. We just got back from the 25th anniversary. It was amazing. You would have been so proud to be there for Guadalupe Radio Network. It was huge, 25 years. And when we were wrapping up and finishing the day, I made a comment to someone there who is in the work, in the ministry work of spreading the gospel message. And I made the comment, I said, why all this suffering? You know, we saw a lot of people that are suffering emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, spiritually. Why? And I said to this person who I respect and trust, I said, why all this suffering? And he said to me, he turned to me and he said, Debbie, don't you realize that, and I just welled up in tears when he said it. He said, don't you realize that when people get closer and closer to God, just look at the saints, when they get closer and closer and closer in various ways, in very intimate ways, with the Eucharist, you know, receiving the Eucharist, and like what you're doing, Mary Kay, giving this over to the baby Jesus, that is such a beautiful practice. And he said, every time you get closer and closer to Jesus, there's going to be more and more suffering. And I said, wow, that just seems so odd to me. And he said, no, just look at it as you're just, it's an absolute amazing connection so closely to Jesus that a lot of people will never get to experience. And you know, Mary Kay, I felt so strongly that I needed to share that with you. And I know it's a little odd because you're like, wow, that really, you know, why can't I just have an easy life here? but you know, it's so interesting but it's true. What do you think about that?
Well, the scripture for Sunday, I make up in my body what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Well, what in the world could be lacking? My participation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a sister who's fallen away from the church, and I had gotten that insight from someone, and I went to share it with the family, and she's an atheist. Anyhow, I mentioned makeup was like, and she says, nothing's lacking. And I'm kind of like, where'd you come from? But it helps to make sense of that. For many years, I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you had a beautiful, like you said, Mary Kay, and Debbie commented on how beautiful it was, you know, this relationship that you have with the baby Jesus. And I think that is so beautiful. We need to give him all of the things that assail us, that tempt us. You know, St. Peter writes, you know, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And Jesus he's big enough to do it all because he's taken it all on already. Mm-hmm. You know, we just, like you said, we need to, you know, apply his salvific victory on the cross to our own lives. That is what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Not that it wasn't perfect and all-encompassing and all that the world ever needed for the salvation of every soul, but our participation in it is what he is asking for. And so, yeah.
So we don't want to look for suffering and invite suffering everywhere we turn, but when it's there, we can embrace it in a way where it works for us spiritually rather than against us. Mary Kay, thank you so much. And everyone else that participated today, you guys are awesome. You keep Take Two going strong.
We're going to pray tomorrow. We're a praying family. We do so every day. We keep you in our daily prayers, and we desperately ask that you do the same for us. And tomorrow is one of our two monthly prayer shows. God, I need you now. Urgent prayer requests. So be considering what is burdening your heart, maybe, or maybe a praise report. Either one, they are all welcome on our show tomorrow. God, I need you now. Urgent prayer requests. Thanks to Vanessa, Michael, and Rich, our show team today. As Debbie mentioned, you guys are awesome. The Take Two family, it was wonderful being with you again today. We will do it all again tomorrow. So until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll talk to you real soon.